You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And because there were so many people on the beach, he just really couldn't come in.
That's Rachel Langford with Carolina Exterminators, who helped capture the alligator. She tells Fox News it's not a real common thing to see alligators on the beach. She says the alligators will sometimes get washed out into the ocean during heavy rains. The alligator was eventually wrangled up and relocated away from the beach. She says that they've caught around 10 alligators on the beach over the past 3 years.
It's not a real common thing. During heavy rains or heavy tides, they will get washed out into the ocean.
The Senate will not advance a bill that would defund Planned Parenthood. The bill was less than 10 votes short of the 60-vote threshold needed for passage Monday. Federal funding for Planned Parenthood has been a hot topic since the release of videos from the anti-abortion group Center for Medical Progress, which accuses Planned Parenthood of the illegal selling of fetal tissue. Students at the University of Illinois apparently know how to party. For the first time in the school's history, the U of I is at the top of Princeton Review's list of the top 20 party schools. Fellow Big Ten counterparts Iowa and Wisconsin came in second and third, respectively. The next project for UFC champion Ronda Rousey will last longer than most of her fights. The 28-year-old is set to star as herself in a film based on her autobiography. The Paramount Pictures project is due out late next year. I'm Ron Taylor. You're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Thank you. day and welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, and I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing the wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out those technological decisions. Each week, I'll focus on topics about technology. Segments include technology news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today at Facebook. Email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. Phone number here at 908-237-0410. And to contact me outside of the show, go to bluepantherbiz.com. Well, here it is. It's August, and we just had, or just about to start, the release of Windows 10. And so with Windows 10 comes a whole lot of questions and a whole lot of advice. So a lot of what I'm going to be talking about today are articles and advice about how to take care of your installation of Windows 10. So let's get right up to it. How to upgrade to Windows 10 without waiting in line. Yes, the first thing you need to know is that most of you, most of us, have had to make a, quote, reservation with Microsoft to do the Windows upgrade. And Microsoft was staging the upgrade. And so if you would like to bypass that, this article is all for you. Tom Warren of The Verge wrote this article, and it was published on August 1st. And he says, how to upgrade to Windows 10 without waiting in line. He says, Microsoft Windows 10 upgrade is rolling out to millions of PCs worldwide. 14 million machines are now running Windows 10, but you are still waiting for your upgrade notification? If so, there's an easy way to avoid the line and download Windows 10 and upgrade straight away. Firstly, back up all your files and data just in case. If you're on Windows 7 or 8.1, then head over to Microsoft's Windows 10 download page. If you're on a 32-bit version of Windows 7 or Windows 8.1, then download the 32-bit tool. If you're using 64-bit version, then grab the 64-bit tool. You can check your Windows version by right-clicking on the My Computer or This PC in File Explorer and go to Properties, and it will be listed under System Type. After you do that, run the tool and then select the Upgrade Your PC option. Windows 10 will start downloading, and once it's ready, you'll be presented with three options. Keep personal files and apps, keep personal files only, and nothing. Select the first option, keep personal files and apps to ensure your PC upgrades, and you can keep your files and applications. Windows 10 will start installing, and after a few reboots and customizations, you'll be upgraded. If you install Windows 10 and decide you want to go back to Windows 8 or 7, then you can safely restore by going to Settings, Update, and Security, and choose the option to go back to Windows 7 or 8.1. So there's a lot of things in there. The first one is you realize it's an upgrade, right? So you're keeping your stuff, your apps, your data, and you also need to realize that there's a way to back out of it. You need to do the backup. You never know how an upgrade is going to go. You never know if you really got all the file from Windows downloaded initially. So it's best to always do a backup. And from what I'm told, this takes at least an hour, probably more, to do the whole upgrade. So you better save some time. Now, be forewarned. Any type of upgrade to a new operating system at this particular early stage in time is not for the faint of heart. You need to realize that there could be a problem, and there could be something that affects not just your computer, but could affect some of the applications that you currently enjoy and or count on. So do this when you have some downtime or some time to figure some things out. Do not do this if you're expecting a presentation or a meeting or need to be putting together a very important project and you need your computer to be around. That is not a good time to be doing this. So find a good downtime or slow time where you can recover from this type of an upgrade. What you probably should do is wait a couple weeks, let some of the bugs go through, let Microsoft be dealing with that, because that's been going out there. You can already hear it. It might be some scare tactics, but it's happening. So you need to be aware that it's very important to avoid any type of serious problems. All right, so that's Windows 10, and realize that you need to, it is an upgrade, and it is going to take some time, and it's very dangerous if you are expecting to count on that PC. We're going to come back in just a few minutes, and one of the other options that was not really mentioned there was how to upgrade from scratch and really do a clean install. We'll get to that in just a minute. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingtonRadio.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HuntingtonChamber.org.
Welcome back to Tech Today on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Just before the break, we were talking about Windows 10 and the upgrade options that are there for you. But what if you really want to do a clean install? What if, like my computer, you've been running it for, 4 years, and we've done major revisions. I've had a lot of restalls and uninstalls, and really it might just be time to just wipe out everything and start from scratch. Well, The Verge provides us information on that as well. Tom Warren on the 31st says, how to clean install Windows 10. And this is on TheVerge.com. He says, Windows 10 has been available for a couple of days, and 14 million machines have already been upgraded. If you're anything like me and you have a custom PC or you just want a nice clean install of a Windows, then you'll want to format and start over. Microsoft hasn't been exactly clear about that process, but I've spent the past couple of days figuring out what does and doesn't work. If you want to learn more about the operating system, then read our Windows 10 review here, which is part of The Verge. If you're on Windows 7 or Windows 8, here's what you need to do. First things first, back up everything, right? That's always the first thing. You want to keep on your PC. You'll need to upgrade to Windows 10 first before a clean install. This is the safest way to ensure Windows 10 recognizes your product key and upgrades you correctly. All right, catch that. The first thing he just told you was you're going to do an upgrade first, and you're going to get your new product key, and you're going to need to keep track of that, because when you eventually erase, you're going to want to keep that product key. One of the things that I'm catching on with Microsoft on this particular upgrade is that Microsoft is somehow trying to ferret out all the rogue pirated copies of Microsoft Windows that are out there. So that's one of the reasons that this is going in the manner in which it is. Now, whether Microsoft is going to be successful in that, I don't know. But it appears that this is being done in a way to try and erode the pirated copies that are out there. You can chance clean installing without the upgrade path, but Microsoft does warn it might not be able to detect the product key from your PC's motherboard. That means upgrading the supported way and not with an ISO. There are two ways to do this officially and retain your license and activation properly. The first is using the usual reservation method detailed here, but skip that and use Microsoft method to bypass the line. And we talked about how to do that by going to the download page. And select the 34 or 32 or 64-bit installers. That was in the previous discussion we just did. After that, upgrade the PC now or create installation media for another PC. Select upgrade this PC and follow the prompts. Once you're on Windows 10, ensure that you're logged in with the Microsoft account you intend to use. Check that your PC is activated and check the copy of Windows 10 you have installed from Settings, Update and Security, Activation. Write down the exact copy of Windows 10 you have installed and then download the Windows 10 installer again on your machine, and this time select the second option, Create Installation Media for another PC. You'll need a USB key that's at least 3 gig in size for the ability to burn an ISO to a DVD later. When you pick the version of Windows 10, ensure that it matches the version you noted down after the upgrade. Once your USB key or DVD is ready, reboot and use the BIOS options on your PC to boot from USB or DVD. There will be a variety of setup prompts, but ensure you choose the custom installation to format your existing partition. Ignore any product key prompts along the way by selecting the skip option. Once you've installed Windows 10, it should automatically activate, but if it doesn't, then you can run slmgr.vbs/ato from a command prompt to initiate activation. If you're already on a Windows, before we get to that, let's talk about what he just told you. So the first step is you're going to upgrade. You're going to capture your activation key and your registration product key. You're then going to download another copy of Windows. You're going to burn that onto a CD, a DVD, or a flash drive. And then you're going to need to change the settings on your PC to boot from a DVD or boot from a flash drive. If you don't know how to do that, usually most of your computers you have to boot up and you push F2, and it'll come up to the BIOS options, and you'll have to change the boot up method and just put the flash drive or DVD ahead of C drive. That way, the next time, if it finds any media in those particular areas, it will boot from them first before it uses the C drive operating system. Then when you boot from that again, it will start up with the installation, which is the typical Windows way that things work, and you have to skip doing the activation because you're going to do it later, and that requires you to type in this command, which is slmgr.vbs/ato, which is activation, and you can type in the stuff there. Now, if you have a Windows 10 preview machine, which most do not, and you want a clean install on your machine, things get a little tricky, and I don't really know if we need to go through that, because most people, if you've already done the preview machine, you probably already know how to take care of this. So that's really what needs to get done, and you might want to really consider it. When you've been using Windows for a very long time, as you might have done for 7, and there's been a tremendous amount of upgrades and updates in Windows 7, and you might have installed software and uninstalled software, and there could be some registration keys out there that just need to go, it might be in your best interest to run a clean install and defrag the machine, wipe out the hard drive. But remember, if you do that, it's going to take you even longer to finally install all the programs. Now, I think I have right now in total 219 programs on my PC. So you can bet it's going to take me a while to reinstall all those programs. So it's not just an upgrade to the operating system. It's a reinstall of all those programs to get my PC back to where it was and get comfortable again. So this is a real uproot in your lifestyle when you finally decide to do this. So really think long and hard about how you want to do it, when you want to do it, and the testing and frustration that you may go through over the next couple of days and weeks while you're going through this process. It's going to take a while. So there you have it, two different ways to install Windows 10. And one is the upgrade method, and obviously the other one is. Here's an article from Jacob Siegel on July 31st. It says, what it's like to upgrade from Windows 7 to Windows 10. I like this article because there's always this anxiety and nervousness about what to expect. And quite honestly, Microsoft has never been very good about explanations or expectations of wait times and how long it's going to take. So this is a very interesting article written by Yahoo.com, published on Yahoo.com by BGR News, Jacob Siegel. And he says, last night, Microsoft's Youssef Mehta took to the Windows blog to announce that over 14 million devices were already running Windows 10. Making the OS free is proving to be a smart move for Microsoft, and millions more are sure to join the early adopters in the coming days and weeks. But plenty of users are understandably cautious about updating. Jacob says, yesterday I decided to take the plunge without heading any instructional articles, reading any instructional articles, or investigating the issues I might face. Foolish? Quite possibly, but I wanted to know what it would be like to go in blind. I'd seen a few worrisome tweets, but for all I knew, they were all the outliers. I was going to find out myself if Microsoft was ready for the influx of installations. Updating, and it turns out they were. Updating couldn't have been simpler. After restarting my laptop in order to install the latest Windows 7 updates, I opened the Get Windows 10 app in the taskbar. I'm well aware that not every Windows user has received this app yet, but this is for those of you who have or willing to put the ISO on a USB or DVD, much like the installation we just talked about. At first, nothing happened. The installation immediately got stuck on a spinning wheel, see? But after restarting the app, everything went smoothly, and the update began. I clicked Next a few times, backed up everything I couldn't afford to lose, and then left the installation to do its thing. 30 minutes later, My computer had restarted for the final time, and I was able to log in. Everything was right where it was supposed to be. The upgrade, start menu, Microsoft's new Edge browser, the crisp new taskbar, not a single issue in sight. This is just my personal experience with the update, so don't take it as gospel, but I could not have hoped for a smoother transition to Windows 10. I ran Driver Fusion, my personal favorite driver manager, just to be sure nothing was out of place, but other than that, I didn't have to do anything. It just worked. If you have the Get Windows 10 icon in your taskbar and you're desperate to see what all the fuss is about, I recommend giving it a shot. My laptop is over 4 years old, but 24 hours later, it's still handling Windows 10 like a champ. Bugs, glitches, incompatible software, I haven't seen a hint of any of them yet. That's not to say there aren't plenty of others who are running into issues, both small and large, but that hasn't been my experience. That's great. I love the fact that that is a objective other side to the argument. I have been in the upgrade business for a very long time, and you just get jaded to the fact that you have to protect yourself. So the fact that Jacob did this and didn't have a problem is very encouraging, and I hope everybody does. And the fact that Jacob has a four-year-old PC like I do is making me feel a lot more comfortable. So think about it. Again, it's a very tough decision, like I said, and I wouldn't count on a project or a presentation tomorrow if you're going to upgrade today. That's just not appropriate to do. All right, we are, let's see where we are. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back with more of Tech Today in just a few minutes, right after the news.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. At least two people are dead and 15 injured following a circus tent collapse in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Whether they're adults or children, it does affect the first responders. And both the fire and police that did respond to this scene are doing very well. But, you know, it's something that you have to make sure that they're cared for.
State Fire Marshal Bill Dengen says the tent collapsed amid a strong storm while 250 people were inside watching a performance. Today's the day Fox News announces the 10 highest polling candidates who will take part in Thursday night's primetime Republican presidential debate. Fox and Facebook are hosting the televised event in Cleveland. The other GOP candidates will be invited to join a smaller debate hours before the 9 p.m. Eastern Time main event. The next project for UFC champion Ronda Rousey will last longer than most of her fights. The 28-year-old is set to star as herself in a film based on her autobiography. The Paramount Pictures project is due out late next year. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
A Texas tourist is facing charges after being arrested with two loaded weapons at the 9/11 memorial.
Elizabeth Enderly does not leave home without two loaded handguns. They were in her backpack on Saturday when she asked a cop at the 9/11 memorial where she could store them. Then she was arrested. Friends and family tell the New York Post she has a permit to carry the weapons back at her home state of Texas, and for some reason, she thought that meant New York, too. A friend who was traveling with Enderly put it this way, quote, "Our husbands don't give us a hug and a kiss. They pat us down to make sure we're armed. We're not allowed to go out without them. Enderly has a court date in New York, August 28th. She should show up without them. Alice Stockton Rossini, New York.
The Veterans Affairs Department is expanding coverage for Marines sickened by toxic water at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Government tests link diseases and deaths to living at the base from the 1950s to the 1980s. The VA announced Monday that it's expanding coverage to include more conditions. You can find more special interest stories, news, and headlines online at usaheadlinenews.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
President Obama is unveiling a controversial plan to combat climate change.
I am convinced that no challenge poses a greater threat to our future and future generations than a changing climate.
Speaking at the White House, the president warned that we are, quote, the last generation able to halt it. The plan includes regulations that require every state to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from coal-burning power plants. Emissions levels must be cut by 32% by 2030 when compared to 2005 levels. The White House says that with changes that will be introduced, electricity bills will drop by an average of $85 by the year 2030, but critics say they will rise almost immediately.
They will claim that this plan will cost you money, even though this plan, the analysis shows, will ultimately save the average American nearly $85 a year on their energy bills. They'll claim we need to slash our investments in clean energy. They'll claim this plan will kill jobs. They'll claim this plan is a war on coal.
The president says the plan is not a one-size-fits-all proposal.
Each state will have the chance to put together its own plan for reducing emissions, because every state has a different energy mix.
American Airlines is joining rival Delta in banning the shipment of all trophy animals. Freight shipments of all lion, leopard, elephant, rhinoceros, and buffalo trophies will no longer be allowed. British Airways and Air France have also implemented similar bans following international outrage over the killing of a popular lion in Zimbabwe. Delta, one of the few U.S. airlines that offers direct flights to Africa, announced its ban earlier Monday. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com, and we've been talking all about Windows 10 today so far. And here's some more expectations. Here's some more information about Windows 10 that I want to get over to you. Again, by BGR News, published on the 31st at Yahoo.com, it says, "The Ultimate Windows 10 Cheat Sheet, Everything You Need to Know." So more than 14 million. It's been every one of the articles has a line about that. You're probably scared that things will go wrong, that your data might be lost, or that Microsoft will soon have searching for drivers. Don't worry, that last one won't happen. The entire process is much simpler than you think, and before you'll find everything you need to know before and after the install. Before you upgrade, if you haven't registered for the upgrade yet, do so from the upgrade tool available in the lower right-hand corner of your screen. It's a little Windows icon. Click that Windows icon and perform the necessary steps. During the procedure, you'll also be told whether your computer can handle the upgrade. Alternatively, you can check them manually by following this guide, which is getting the URL for you here. It is bgr.com/2015/07/29/Windows 10 System Requirements. So there's a little how to install. Microsoft will notify you when it's time to upgrade. There'll be a pop-up message in the image below, but just in case you don't want to wait, you can bypass that. We already told you how to do that. And you download the massive installation file. Here's the hassles after the install. The actual install procedure is so simple as it gets. You just have to click on a few buttons and Windows 10 will be installed on your new machine, but doesn't mean you're done setting up your computer. In fact, there are plenty of things you still have to consider after you log into Windows 10 for the first time. And there's a list here of all these different articles that BGR has put together. The first five things you need to do immediately after you install it. How to disable automatic system software updates. There's already been an update on Windows 10 and how to get it. There's another one about spying. Windows 10 is spying on almost everything you do. Here's how to opt out of it. It brought back the start menu, and you can customize it. You can remove all the tiles from your start menu and pretend Windows 8 never existed. You can you'll learn about the five common problems people are having with Windows 10 and how to fix them. And forget the blue screen of death, Windows 10 has the silliest error message yet. And privacy issues you should be aware of with Windows 10. It shares your Wi-Fi password with all your friends. Here's how to stop that. An insane person's guide to ditching Windows 10 and going back to Windows 8. There's actually more that they've written. So there are tons of issues out here. Here's more. The five best new features. These tricks will make your Windows 10 experience even better. The five most important tips for newbies. I can't believe this, but I'm really excited for Windows 10. Five awful Windows 8 problems that are fixed in Windows 10. Edge, the story of how Microsoft's Windows 10 Chrome browser killer came to be. And Windows 10 rollouts take a step back in time through the evolution of Windows. So there's tons of things out there to check out. To just be aware that there's just an awful lot out there. And here's another article about how to check and see. Well, we just did that. How to check and see if your PC can run Windows 10. Essentially, you need to go and run a tool, and once you open it, the PC will actually tell you if it meets the system requirements. But here are the system requirements, just in case you weren't aware. The latest OS, make sure you're running the latest version of Windows 7 Service Pack 1 or Windows 8.1 update. Don't know which version you are running, you just need to go to System Updates and Security. Processor, you need a 1 gigahertz or faster processor. RAM, you need 1 gigabyte of RAM for 32-bit or 2 gig for 64. Hard disk space, you need 16 gig for the 32-bit OS and 20 gig for the 64-bit OS. Graphics card, DirectX 9 or later. And display, you need an 800 by 600 display. It's really not a very severe requirements list. Most of the PCs that run today easily exceed that. So that's very good to know. But there is a tool to check, and you can download that, and it will tell you about it. What else do we need to talk about? Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to take another break because we're Windows. Oh, I got one more here. How to make Chrome your default Windows 10 browser by CNN Money. It says that, hey, where did my Chrome go? Upgrading Windows 10 using Express settings will automatically make Microsoft's Edge the PC's default browser. You can still make Google Chrome Mozilla Firefox or Apple Safari or another app, your default browser in Windows 10, but it's not as easy or intuitive to do than it was previous versions of Windows. Click the Use This as My Default Browser button that will launch the Settings app open in the Chrome Default Apps tab. So you have to go to that or click on the Microsoft Edge logo. Picking a browser won't immediately be visible. You'll have to scroll down to where it says Web Browser and click on Edge. Click on the browser of your choice. You'll be prompted to choose an app, then close the window to save your changes. So you can pick Firefox and all that. All right, so there we go. We've covered almost all of what I need to cover for Windows 10. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back with more of Tech Today in just a few minutes, right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Back to Tech Today on HuntonChamberRadio.com. More things other than Windows 10. How about this article? I disabled Flash on my computer, and I haven't enjoyed the web this much in years. This is written by Brad Reed on July 31st, And Brad says that for the past several months, I've been unable to surf the web on my MacBook Air without having it sound like a rocket ship taking off. While things weren't quite that bad on my Windows 8 desktop, I will have to deal with my fair share of slow loading times and shockwave crashes and would regularly drive me up the wall. However, all this changed when I finally did something that I should have done a long time ago. I disabled Adobe Flash on both computers. Ever since disabling Flash, pages load faster, tabs don't crash, whenever Shockwave decides to soil itself and my Mac no longer sounds like it's about to explode, but those weren't the only good side effects from disabling Flash. I also found that killing this horrible plugin killed some of the things I hated most about surfing the internet. One of them is autoplay videos. No, killing Flash doesn't get rid of all autoplay videos on the web, but I wasn't still nonetheless happy to be able to check ESPN Boston for the Red Sox score last night without having to put up the annoying ESPN video. So, you don't know those awful BuzzFeed videos your friends and relatives send you that tell you what you must watch them? Well, good news. Killing Adobe Flash also means you have the perfect excuse to not watch them since they require Flash to run. Similarly, I noticed that several ads on various sites I went would similarly not load. Ah, too bad. So here's an interesting thing with Flash, and here's the actual thing I've done, which is one better than what he did. I actually changed the setting on the browser to stop autoplay of any video. It was slowing my computer down, and one of the things I had to do is because whenever I would open Windows, especially on this particular show, videos would play during my broadcast. So I disabled all videos and plugins until I asked them to be played. Now, there's always another step that I have to do to run a plugin, but I'm in control and not the computer. And I do like that. So getting back to this article, it says, despite some deeply misguided fools are still defending Flash, and he says the argument is that we shouldn't hate Flash so much because it used to be great and it gave us some other great things to do. But now, does this mean we should keep Flash, ignore the security holes, or forget about its alternatives? Of course not, the author writes in his long tribute to Flash's past amazingness. Security exploits are important, but actually getting rid of Flash is not like hating fax machines, pagers, or landlines. So, Flash, I don't know. It has its issues, and it's an interesting concept that you there's too many things running on your computer and slowing you down, and you're not actually going out to do what you wanted to do, which was in the first place. There's too much more. I guess the argument is there's more argument. There's more things that are taking over your computer and distracting you from what you intended to do in the first place than in the past. And so disabling plugins and allowing them to run on your time, on your decision, seems to be the better option. And then again, there are some people that just don't use the internet at all. Yahoo News, Elizabeth Palermo writes August 1st that America Offline, 15% of U.S. adults don't use the internet. How about that? Email, Facebook, cat videos, these are just a few of the things that 15% of American adults are missing out on every day because they don't use the internet. However, that 15% is a huge reduction from the percentage of Americans who did not use the internet in 2000. According to a new analysis of survey data by the Pew Research Center, a nonprofit organization in Washington, D.C., in that year, almost half of all Americans, 48%, said they didn't go online. The number of people in the United States who use the internet increased steadily from 2000 until 2012, when the percentage of offline adults fell to 15%. Since then, despite efforts by the government and social service organizations to encourage Americans to get online, that number hasn't budged, according to Pew. And it says, why are some Americans so reluctant to sign on? A third of those surveyed. I just lost my article. That's one of the things that I really don't like about it. So Let's see. Hang on a minute while I go and find out what happened to it. There we go. I get it back up and running here. So why did those people do it? Well, let's see. It said 34% said they won't. They don't think the internet is relevant to their lives. How about that? Or they're simply not interested in what the web has to offer. Another 32% of people who don't use the internet said the technology required to access the internet is just too tough to get the hang of. And 8% said they were too old to learn. But some people said they don't use the internet because they cannot afford to do so. According to Pew, the survey data showed that 19% of those not online cited the expense of the internet service or owning a computer as their reason for staying offline. Certain groups are more likely than others to go without internet, the Pew researchers found. Seniors are the most likely to stay. They don't get online. 39% of people age 65 and older don't use the internet. In comparison, just 3% of 18 to 29-year-olds don't use the internet. One-third of American adults who have less than a high school education are also offline. And as a member's people's education level rises, so does the likelihood that he or she uses the internet, according to Pew. Where people live and how much they earn are also indicators of how likely they are to stay offline. The researchers found those living in rural areas are nearly twice as likely as city dwellers and suburbanites to say that they never use the internet. And Americans in households earning less than $30,000 a year are about 8 times more likely than the most affluent adults to say they don't go online. Differences in internet usage are also apparent across racial and ethnic lines. 14% of white people surveyed by Pew said they don't use the internet, but 18% of Hispanics and 20% of black people in the U.S. don't use the internet. The researchers found the group least likely to go without internet is English-speaking Asian Americans. Only 5% of people in that group say they don't go online. However, researchers also said older adults are more likely to use the internet than in 2000. In that year, 86% of those 65 or older said they didn't use the internet, but today that figure has been cut in half. Now that the internet has been around for several decades, it's possible that many of today's seniors learned how to use this technology in their younger years and simply continuing use it. And although 33% of Americans with less than a high school education still don't go online in 2015, there were far fewer internet users among the group in 2000, when 81% of Americans without a high school diploma said they never went online. Now, what's interesting about those statistics is they were cutting across different sections and doing cross sections, but you can see how ethnicity in cities and low income all are talking about the same people. So it will be interesting to see if you could zero in on a cross section of city dwellers and some of those ethnic groups and their income and find out if you're talking about the same people all the time. I don't know if they were able to do that. So, we have really come a long way, have we not? We're everybody's online and we're really not changing anybody from this point forward. There is the desire to somehow get the internet in every home at some point, and that'll probably be done. Well, we have hit the end of our show, and so we are going to move on out of here. But do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted that mission onto you. We'll talk to you again next week. Same time, same place. Something's About Money's up next. And then food for thought. Take care, folks. We'll talk to you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. At least two people are dead and 15 injured following a circus tent collapse in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Whether they're adults or children, it does affect the first responders. And both the fire and police that did respond to this scene, they're doing very well. But, you know, it's something that you have to make sure that they're cared for.
State Fire Marshal Bill Dengen says the tent collapsed amid a strong storm while 250 people were inside watching a performance. Today's the day Fox News announces the 10 highest-polling candidates who will take part in Thursday night's primetime Republican presidential debate. Fox and Facebook are hosting the televised event in Cleveland. The other GOP candidates will be invited to join a smaller debate hours before the 9 p.m. Eastern Time main event. The next project for UFC champion Ronda Rousey will last longer than most of her fights. The 28-year-old is set to star as herself in a film based on her autobiography. The Paramount Pictures project is due out late next year. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
A Texas tourist is facing charges after being arrested with two loaded weapons at the 9/11 memorial.
Elizabeth Enderly does not leave home without two loaded handguns. They were in her backpack on Saturday when she asked a cop at the 9/11 memorial where she could store them. Then she was arrested. Friends and family tell the New York Post she has a permit to carry the weapons back at her home state of Texas, and for some reason, she thought that meant New York, too. A friend who was traveling with Enderly put it this way, quote, "Our husbands don't give us a hug and a kiss. They pat us down to make sure we're armed. We're not allowed to go out without them." Enderly has a court date in New York August 28th. She should show up without them. Alice Stockton Rossini, New York.
The Veterans Affairs Department is expanding coverage for Marines sickened by toxic water at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Government tests link diseases and deaths to living at the base from the 1950s to the 1980s. The VA announced Monday that it's expanding coverage to include more conditions. You can find more special interest stories, news, and headlines online at usaheadlinenews.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
President Obama is unveiling a controversial plan to combat climate change.
I am convinced that no challenge poses a greater threat to our future and future generations than a changing climate.
Speaking at the White House, the president warned that we are, quote, the last generation able to halt it. The plan includes regulations that require every state to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from coal-burning power plants. Emissions levels must be cut by 32% by 2030 when compared to 2005 levels. The White House says that with changes that will be introduced, electricity bills will drop by an average of $85 by the year 2030, but critics say they will rise almost immediately.
They will claim that this plan will cost you money, even though this plan, the analysis shows, will ultimately save the average American nearly $85 a year on their energy bills. They'll claim we need to slash our investments in clean energy. They'll claim this plan will kill jobs. They'll claim this plan is a war on coal.
The president says the plan is not a one-size-fits-all proposal.
Each state will have the chance to put together its own plan for reducing emissions, because every state has a different energy mix.
American Airlines is joining rival Delta in banning the shipment of all trophy animals. Freight shipments of all lion, leopard, elephant, rhinoceros, and buffalo trophies will no longer be allowed.